Yeah. It's good. Like I said, anyways, look for the cast, the minorities. It's your boy, Loose Cliff Skip in the building.
It's your boy, Jason.
God's boy.
The only Jason.
It's God's boy right here. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's this. Me and God type forever and always. Get your life right.
First episode, you feel me? We just gonna be chilling, smoothing. What we usually do. Feel me? I feel like you should have this first topic though. Just to get it off your chest.
Off my chest.
Yep. All
right. Fast food. So
that's not the topic you said.
What you talking about?
All right, go ahead and get the fast food off your chest then. That ain't the topic you said. No, all right. Fast food.
We'll go along with fast food here. Niggas be working hours and making no money getting cussed out by people.
I got beef with Burger King though. No.
You can get that off your chest.
No, dog. No, I got it. All right, you go ahead, bro.
Like we gotta do better. I mean, customers and employees, because there's no way my hamburger is upside down. The penny is on top of the bun. That just don't work. And I'm not talking about the bottom part of the bun. No, the top part of the bun with the ketchup at the bottom of the bun. It's no way.
They put your ketchup at the bottom?
No lettuce. Or pickles. It's just no way, my boy. The cheese is the only thing in the it's no way.
And they don't be making the cheese
report. They gotta do better.
Nah, I got beef with Burger King, though, for real. I got beef with Burger King.
They can't just be giving these niggas a hard time. They're humans too. We be acting like they not human. Not me. I'm not gonna put me in that. I'm respectful. I'll be asking people how they date you. That's how you do. That's
good shit. Right, I feel it. Like you gotta be polite. I feel it. They be back there
slaving.
Oh, them hot stoves.
Yeah. Grease burn.
Dirty co-workers. My man D'Angelo in the back with the do-rag, putting his dreadlocks in the fries and shit.
Anyway.
Nah.
Like I said.
Not before.
So this, you know, the product and the service is a lot better.
Oh, I feel like you going for real. You going for real diplomatic approach for me? Nah, fuck that. I got beef for Burger King, bro. The Burger King got to see me. Burger King got to see me.
Go ahead, Steve.
Burger King got to see me, dog.
Go
it's
ahead.
Crazy.
Say what?
It's crazy. It's getting crazy out here. What's up with the sesame seeds, dog? My visit before, they only gave me 7 of them, bitch. 7. Yeah, I counted. I'm just diligent like that. And before y'all get the dick sucking. All right. Oh, you eating Burger King, nigga?
Hell yeah.
Nigga, the shit ain't nasty when you ain't got a bitch in your ear telling you how nasty it is. Same way with McDonald's, because y'all niggas.
Put a couple people
no.
They taste that chicken sandwich, nigga.
Same way with McDonald's. Y'all niggas be, I see y'all niggas in line for that sweetie meal. That bullshit. Y'all niggas in line for a Big Mac, 4-piece McNuggets.
Y'all want plugs, huh? Anyway.
Nah, bro, but yesterday, that shit blew me.
No seeds.
I unwrapped the pack. Nah, it wasn't even the fact they had no seeds. It was a whole ass bun from Chick-fil-A, dog. Like, just look at my face. Just the face I had when I unwrapped the wrapper. It's not even that they did me dirty. I also had some cheeseburgers, right?
Yeah.
But the cheeseburgers, they gave me sesame seeds on them bitches. So what is up? What the fuck is up? That's all I'm saying. I just want an explanation.
I thought you gotta do better.
I want an apology.
You gotta do better. Customers and employees gotta make this shit
right. Yeah, because the next time I go, you're not getting another Chick-fil-A bun. Y'all gonna see me on Fox 2 10 o'clock. I'm causing a scene. Well, I'm throwing that shit back in their face.
I ain't never had that problem. But I guess it's because I'm like
that. No, it's because you're light skinned, though. You always be messing with the girls at the drive-thru, though. That's your problem. What you mean? I say what? You always be messing with the girls at the drive-thru, bro. Now, for the ones who know this nigga, y'all know. And you might have been one of the ones that he done messed with in the drive-thru. Y'all Wendy's workers know what I'm talking about.
What you mean, my boy?
A word? All right, but that actually leads into our next topic.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to let you get that off your chest, though. College. No, it ain't.
Yeah.
No, it ain't. Don't deflect. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. The next topic.
Say it yourself.
The next topic was women, dog. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Get that off your chest. I love my girl. I got a woman. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I done fucked up. I ain't gonna cap me. I'm a real nigga. I'm a real transparent nigga. I done fucked up. I ain't gonna lie.
I respect
that. But I love my woman. Fuck women. I love my woman.
I respect that, brother.
I love my woman. I'm in love. I'm stuck. I ain't gonna lie. I'm stuck as hell.
Hey, speak your truth.
I'm out here buying gifts, genuinely buying gifts. Now, you know me. Boy, I don't buy nigga shit.
Nigga just received.
No. I never received until now. I'm out here in love. Best feeling in the world.
I bet it is.
I swear it is. Niggas be like, must be nice. Yeah, nigga, it is. You see me. What? Nigga, you ever smiled in your sleep, nigga?
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah. That shit beautiful.
What? I'll be feeling good. I'll be feeling immaculate.
See, like me? Are you gonna keep going?
No, no, you got it.
Oh, okay.
I'll just piggyback off you. You got it, though.
Oh, okay. Me?
I'm in love.
I'm singing.
You sing.
I don't know how.
You guys boy, dude. That's how. That's not know. You guys boy. You know how you single. You guys boy. You guys favorite for real.
I'm single. I don't know how. You feel me? I thought I was in love. I mean, I was in love. That's the whole thing. Was. But I didn't even do nothing wrong. That's the crazy part.
Your heart need to let that feeling go, my brother. You just need
no.
You need to let that go.
Never letting that go.
Your ego needs to let it go.
It's
bro.
Not even about that.
It ain't.
It's not.
All right. Tell the people what it's about then.
So, basically, in simpler and fewer words, I was playing husband role when I wasn't a husband. That's all I got to say. That's all. I was doing shit no other nigga was doing, and I know I was. The nigga told me. I know. That's why I fucked up. Because I live in Detroit. Niggas live in Detroit. I can't. No. That shit don't work. See?
It ain't yours. It's yours.
Yeah. I can't work. I can't do that. That's the thing. Because don't nobody want to be better. Most niggas.
But you guys favorite, though. You got a good little roster on you.
What you mean, my boy?
No, what you man. Mean? You guys boy. Nah,
so look.
you guys boy for real.
So look. A man said roster, you feel me? I don't know what that means in particular, but I got a figment in my head of what it might be. You feel me? And for the minute people that really don't understand what I'm saying, basically, you feel me? I got an idea of what it might be saying. An idea.
An idea?
Yeah, a thought.
Oh, a thought?
Yeah.
All right, that's what we're gonna call. All right, we're gonna leave it at that. We're gonna call a conclusion.
Articulated guess.
Nah, he's using these big ass SAT words just to get your point across. I'm giving you it's just a thought for you.
Yeah.
That's why you guys' favorite right there, my brother. The shit you be doing, the amount of shit you be doing, no other nigga can get away with.
What you mean, my boy? I'm telling you. I don't be doing nothing but living life. I live life. On an everyday basis. Okay. However my day goes, I don't plan
it. Just don't let your urinate sting, bro. Huh? Just don't let your urine be stinging, bro. That's all I got to say.
Y'all hear like that.
Because if that ever happens, all I can offer you is a hug.
I don't be out here like that.
You got to sanitize yourself, though. You got to quarantine. That. If they have you, got to quarantine. I'll be like, damn, miss you, man. You invited like to the house.
I don't
got to come by yourself, though. You know, I'm glad you don't. You were protected?
Yeah.
Took a little long to answer that.
Magnum
bitch. Protection is always good.
Magnum
I love protection.
No sponsor.
I love it. But if Magnum do want to sponsor us, Magnum, scared, I don't wear.
You know us, the minority. We your best representative.
Hey. Hey. Hey, man, say, man. If, put us on if y'all want to say, hey, shit, I love my protection.
Me too.
You got to use the protection. You got to use it. You don't want no deformed ass babies running around. Now you got a deadbeat baby father. And your baby mama don't like you like that.
Oh, yeah. And another thing.
Don't even worry about it, brother.
And another thing. Like I was saying. A roster basically
is up.
Now, that's what I might say here. This nigga's a hoe. But that's not the case. That's not.
I ain't say you a hoe. I said you guys' favorite, though.
I'm telling you. Oh, my God.
You guys' boy.
But I can't that, lie. Explain that.
Okay, explain it to
you. No, you explain it.
That man got
that is
boy,
your
man.
Word usage.
That man. All right, so for the ones who need a bigger clarification, you know, when something is, if things are going too good on in your life, you need to balance it. God says, let me throw some bad shit in there. It ain't happening to this nigga. This nigga is on a 5-year winning streak. That's crazy.
5 years.
Crazy. Now, I ain't going to talk about the girls because that's just wrong. They defenseless. I'm not going to do that because I'm respectful. But ain't no way the path their lives have spiraled on, ain't no way you'd have made it out unscathed. That's all I'm saying.
Unscathed. Nigga.
She a crackhead, bro.
I am emotionally scarred.
You're emotionally scarred.
Yes.
She a crackhead, bro. You emotionally scarred. You crazy.
Hey, and here's the crazy part. I don't do drugs.
She a crackhead. That's the crazy part. It's not even that you don't do drugs.
Nah, cause I didn't put her on that. That's the crazy part.
Because you got.
They hear that you look. You must have been doing.
You guys, boy, for real.
Bro, like I tell everybody, no cocky.
No, say it louder. Say it louder. Say it with your chest, bro. You confident? Say it with your chest. You guys, boy.
It's all about balance.
No, you the best. I'm committed.
It's all about balance.
It's all about balance. Okay, balance. Tell me how you balance it then.
I take a huge L. And then 3
dubs. The L's don't even be huge. They really don't. Let's not sit there and act like you just didn't got your heart broken. You done got your heart broken once.
What you mean? Like
we know
like
who.
Twice, 3 times. And way back then, that's like 9th grade. That shit still hurts to me. I think that. I'd be like, damn. The second one.
9th grade was a year of heartbreak, so I can't cap.
No, it was like 10th grade.
I did dirty, bro. You ever got cheated on and had to walk home, bro?
I'm going in 10th grade.
You ever got cheated on and had to walk home? Boy, I walked my ass home. Bro. You know what's crazy, though? No, you know what's crazy, though? Halfway before I got to the crib, that bitch started raining, nigga.
You was in
R&B music. Nigga, I was in Usher music. I wasn't even mad either. I'm like, damn. That's crazy.
You want to know what hurt more?
What?
Your mama says she outside, but she down the street, and you waiting, and she not there yet.
Yeah, no, my mama laughed at my ass.
Uh-huh.
I can't even cap.
I think I was like 4th grade.
My mama was chuckling at me.
4th grade, it was raining.
I'm like, what?
Outside for my mama. I started dancing.
Like, you got your heart broken in the 4th and 5th grade? Nigga, that's elementary school. That shit don't count, nigga.
That was my mama, though. She had to be like,
bro,
that's the first woman in my life.
Relationships at elementary school don't count, right? That shit don't count. Where the fuck was y'all going? Like, y'all was sitting next to each other during lunch, nigga?
Like, once or twice.
Eating together.
Maybe
eating,
3 times, no.
Eating together during snack time and shit?
This don't count. This one right here don't count. Because there's no logical sense to it, and I'm not hurt like that.
Your ego is shot. I'm more agitated. That's dangerous.
What is?
A shot ego, man.
No, it's definitely menace time right now. I'm on all menace time. No demon time. No devil time. No menace. Menace.
No, he light skin. You know what that means.
No.
Hide your wives. Hide your girlfriends.
I'm not hiding like that.
Hide your peoples. Hide your cousins, your sisters, your friends.
I might already know. It's too late.
You're lost. Man. If you've ever asked me, do I know this nigga?
Look, I'm not a
Hey, y'all know who I'm talking about. I done told y'all this to y'all Facebook because y'all
skills,
my man.
The skills of a male prostitute. So I'm an escort. That's the word we're going to use. I got the skills.
Like I said.
I got the skills.
Like I said.
A lot of people don't believe me when I tell them. And a lot of people do. It's a balance. Like I said, everything got to be balanced. A lot of people do believe me. A lot of people don't. A lot of people get to see. A lot of people don't.
Like I said, if you my man and you was messing with a girl and you asked me, did I know who this nigga was? I done said it to y'all many times. You lost, bro. It's too late.
What, my man?
You lost.
What, my man?
You lost.
I ain't even like that.
What is it like?
I don't even be trying to.
You lost.
I don't even try to do like some subject. I'm a really simple
person. You lost. You lost.
You can't victim blame. If you part of the equation.
Oh, we ain't blaming victims.
No, I'm saying 9 times out of 10. I held my part.
So, you played your part, that's what you did.
I held my
own. Yo, they lost.
But not. Anyway, this most recent year.
Go ahead. Go and bless the masses on. Huh? Go and bless the masses on your latest
basically. Like I said,
heartbreaking quotations.
Shouldn't have been doing that. I mean, I'm thinking I got a chance. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing shit I ain't never do. I'm doing garbage. Making sure this nigga, making sure she gets to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Making sure she's good for college.
Oh, you care about her well being. Oh, you helping her with college.
Taking
her
out to the fair with my brother's sister.
Ooh, and you took it to the fair? Oh, that's crazy.
No, doing the hell she might.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get her included in shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, shit. This nigga, it be sounding like an excuse. Like,
right.
Well, what excuses would she give me?
Right.
Basically, what I mean by excuses is,
right,
this nigga cannot pinpoint one specific thing.
Right.
That was making her not angry. And I might be like, oh, there might be a lot of things wrong. No, it would change. It would change. That is the thing. She couldn't just be like that. And then keep that and then have something else. No, it would be like that. And that was this. Then it went back to that. And that was that. And that ain't that.
Oh, all right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
If I had a visual representation, I would show them, but I can't. Anyway, it was like, so we went on a date, you feel me? It was back and forth. He was like, you look bad sometimes, you look good sometimes, you know, I don't know. I said, I get that because I'm not always.
She told that nigga he dressed corny. That's what she did.
I'm going to get to that. I'm thinking, all right, bet. I got a chance. You feel me? I'm going to look good. I bought a whole new fit. You feel me?
Oh, you bought a whole new fit?
Yep. Had some rings on too.
Ooh.
Sterling silver. Got on my gold chain.
Oh, so you was like still ready to go.
Thank you.
All right.
Did my hair and all of that. Just making sure, you know, and I had on the cologne.
When? And then they got to put on the fragrance.
So, went on this date before I went to Florida.
Right.
Then, get to Florida. And I'm like, what's the deal? This is the deal. I was uncomfortable. And I'm like, bruh, ain't no way. Now, y'all might be like, maybe she do feel like that. Here's the thing, though. We was cuddling, watching a movie, right? This nigga she grabbed my head, my dome, my cranium, okay? and she gently placed it on her bosom, her breast, her chest. However times you want me to say it differently, I'm gonna say it.
Hell no. Stop that shit. And then my nigga said bosom. I ain't never heard that. I ain't heard that shit since school, nigga, in those Shakespeare books, man. I know what the fuck that shit meant.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and it was like, bruh. I'm like, how? Because me, you know, I'm telling this thing, like, yeah, I'm in love. I feel it.
Right,
I just realized
right.
it, though. When it really hit me is when I'm looking at this nigga. And I'm like, I feel like a fat kid in front of their own birthday cake. Not even somebody else's. They own.
No shit.
I mean, I'm looking at this nigga like she the most amazing person in the world.
Aw.
Yeah.
You need a hug, nigga?
Nah.
You sure? You straight, nigga? All right.
And cross us temporary, you know, first heartbreak.
Yo.
I
remember that.
That was real treacherous. Anyways. Yeah. I'm like, all right. So I come back from Florida. I'm like, what's the real reason?
Right,
like,
right.
The real, real reason. She gonna say, ain't no major flaws. I'm like, bullshit.
Mm.
So, we start talking. She tells me, she said, the first one, my clothing. She said, it's all physical appearance. I said, okay.
All physical appearance.
Like, yes, like a white boy.
Oh, like a white boy?
Like a tennis player or a golfer. I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like, that's crazy. Because clothes, it's not my fit. Like, it's on me, but it's not attached to me. I can change that.
Right,
I
mean, right.
I really shouldn't have to change something about myself because the person don't like me. Mm-hmm. But it's still clothes, nonetheless.
Mm. I feel you.
And then the crazy thing is, it's
crazy. Right.
When I was with her and she seen me on a date, nigga said I was cute. Nigga was having a night. So I want to know.
Oh, you feeling yourself?
Yeah. Had on this nigga's accessories, nigga, while I was driving.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So, second reason. Final reason. Only two. She said, I'm just not attracted to you sexually or physically. Now, before y'all get to saying shit, this is the problem. This is the problem. Shut her up. This is the problem.
About to whoop this nigga ass.
Who?
Go ahead. Keep going. Because I want to put my two cents in on some shit. I want to talk about. Go ahead. Keep going.
Like I'm saying. This nigga. I say this. And I'm like, okay. So what is it? Is it my height? No. Is it? I'm not super muscular? Nah.
Your height ain't even a problem, bro. You a cool 6'1".
Yo. It's not none of that. You can't even find my skin tone. It's nothing. So I'm like, what physical feature makes me up? Hygiene good? Grooming good? I'm fit. Physical features. That's pretty much all there is to me.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga couldn't say nothing. She's just like, you're just ugly to me. And in my head, I'm like,
that boy Eagle was shot.
Boy, I was laughing.
Yeah, the laugh at all.
Nah, because here's the thing. I ain't never been called ugly in my life. Don't matter if I was somebody's type or somebody's.
I'm not. That shit hurts your soul.
Now, here's the thing. Whether they don't find me attractive to be with me or not, nobody ever called me. This nigga called me. But what was the reason I was ugly? Because you can't point it out. If you think somebody's physically ugly, you can point that feature out that you don't like.
For sure.
And this nigga's already honest talking about shit. You think I'm ugly. So I'm like, tell me what's ugly.
For sure.
Couldn't say shit. Couldn't say nothing. Looked at me with a blank face. I'm like, that's crazy. So, that happened. And I think, because at this point, I see. It ain't gonna work, no matter how hard I try.
Alright.
For right now.
Alright.
We're gonna see. It's minutes time.
Alright.
So now, you feel me? I just be having fun with people. You know, hit me up. Just underscore super. Feel me?
That's God's boy right there.
It's real simple. It's true, though. Look, I take the L, and I hold that.
I feel you.
It still agitates my soul, yes, because that nigga can give me a straight answer. But that's okay.
Okay, I feel you.
I'm going to get my dub back.
I feel you.
I already got them back, actually.
Now, look, I feel you real talk though, but you already know what I'm about to talk about. Last topic of the first episode. You niggas lying on y'all dicks, man. We gotta stop that shit. I'm trying to tell y'all, for real, real talk. Real talk. Y'all niggas laughing, but I'm dead serious.
You ain't talking about me.
And niggas need to stop that shit. Y'all niggas crazy. Whoa. I ain't talking about nobody, because it's a general statement, because niggas is really out here doing that shit. Y'all niggas got to stop lying on y'all dicks, man. Y'all niggas looking crazy. Y'all niggas can call me a pick me, a bitch ass nigga. Y'all can a whole ass nigga. Y'all call me whatever. Y'all, I don't give a fuck. Y'all really out here lying on y'all dicks. Y'all lying on y'all dicks. That's what I'm saying. Y'all lying on y'all dicks, bro. Stop saying you the smashest girl and y'all didn't, bro. Don't do it.
Here's the thing. This nigga didn't ask me. This nigga didn't thought I was lying. But this nigga know. I don't lie. I don't need to lie.
Bro, just don't do it, bro. Just don't do it, because we're going to find out the truth.
We got to keep each other in check.
Bro,
that's the black male people that we are. You know, we got to hold each other accountable.
Yeah. We don't niggas ask.
Don't add up, nigga. You trying to tell me 2 + 2 equals the blue sky? No.
Bro, don't piss on my cup and tell me it's lemonade, my nigga. Stop capping. Please stop lying on y'all dicks, man. It don't look good. It don't look good for you. It really don't. It ain't gonna help you. I ain't gonna lie. It just gets your ass beat. I'm not gonna lie. You get talking, boy.
I said you get talking.
Yeah, because the women ain't playing with y'all niggas. I'm trying to tell y'all, they ain't playing with they air niggas out, and the ones that ain't airing niggas out, they beating y'all ass.
Get somebody else.
Don't be that nigga, shit, bro. Hey, they cousins and they brothers on go. Y'all niggas think they playing with y'all ass, bro. Y'all niggas think, and this niggas out of with the school with that and did that shit, and they ran from their ass whooping. I ain't gonna say no names though.
I might be related to the nigga that was about to hand out that ass.
Niggas brought their brothers up here. They was about to put the beats on you, nigga. Talking that shit.
Okay.
And it just be the most outrageous shit though. Like they just be picking the girls where it just be like, nigga, I ain't got a chance. I know you ain't getting no chances. Now niggas walking up to her talking about them, so you let him smash it, not me. Like it's crazy as shit. Like imagine nigga, like. Now, I ain't trying to say that, you know, it's all about looks, because it ain't. Just because you look good, that does not mean that everything else about you good. You could be looking the best, but if your personality is trash, niggas ain't getting hard. I'm sorry.
Like I was saying, I just talked about that.
I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, like, as a nigga, if you look at this nigga and he tells you that he done smashed this girl, right? And you looking at her, you know she out of your league. So in your head, you like,
ain't no way, boy, what the hell, boy?
You like, what the fuck? So as a nigga, if you a nigga with just a shattered ego, nigga, like that's everything. You just a corny nigga. That's what I'm saying. You a corny nigga. You gonna walk up to the girl like, what the fuck is up? I'd have asked you the fuck for like the past 2 years. What's up with that shit? She looking at you like, what? You let him fuck? She talking about some, what you mean? Now you done got this nigga ass beat. Cause you corny in your feelings, nigga. Y'all niggas need to stop doing that, bro. Now, I'll go more in depth the next time we do this. Cause we only had this limited amount of time, but I'm just saying. I'm on y'all niggas ass. I got bones to pick. Trust me. I'm on niggas ass. It don't even matter. It don't matter who you is. You could be my man. I don't even have to know you, nigga. On God. I promise you. But shit. Like I said.
God be handing out ass.
That's what I'm saying. But for real. This was the first.
You died that first ass. Best believe that second would come.
On God.
And that third.
On God. On God. But for sure, this was first little introduction episode. You know, testing the waters and all that. But we coming with Mo. And like we said, we on niggas ass. We on everybody ass. It don't matter the gender, man, woman, or beast. Just don't get caught slipping.
True.
On God. Lewis Clip Skip, God's boy.
Jay Smooth.
As God's boy, I'll call you Jay Smooth. Signing off.